for mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for loving us in spite of. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with the blessing. You know him, the Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor. You got all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church, amen. To our preachers and deacons and trustees and to all of God's children, we just thankful that we can praise God. We can praise God. One time we weren't praising God, but we have been changed. We have been called out of darkness into God's marvelous light. In other words, the old folks say, I don't do what I used to do. I don't go where I used to go. I don't say what I used to say. I've been changed. Thank God again. Open your Bible, if you will, to Hebrews 2 and the 3rd verse. Hebrews 2 and that 3rd verse, if you will. God dealing with me with salvation. Hebrews 2 and 3. It says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? How shall we escape if we neglect so great? We can't do nothing with that soul. He is the greatest, so great salvation. Our thought today is God's great salvation, number one. God's great salvation, number one. Everything God does is great, whether we like it or not. It's still great, because nowhere in the Bible has God made a mistake. God's great salvation. God's great deliverance. He is a deliverer. He's able. There's but one thing that God can't do. One thing God can't do. He cannot sin. Can't sin. He will classify what sin is. He cannot sin. But he can do anything, but he can't fail. Whatever he go after, he can't fail. He started all salvation. He started all salvation. And it's great. It's God greets our nation. God, take your time, Walker. God is nowhere. Always remember this. God nowhere scratching his head. Wonder what's going on and why. Why got to wait on God? You can't do nothing without God. And man needs to understand God in control of everything. I'm glad to know that. Yes, sir. God doesn't have to go nowhere to talk to no lawyer, get no instruction from nobody. He's God by himself. There's no co-God nowhere. He, watch this, he's got all power. Now all just mean no more. He got all power in his hand. Nobody tell God what to do. Nobody. He listen at us, but we got some crazy stuff come to God. He may not do it, but he'll do it if you're his child. And it's under his hand to do it. But if not, he won't do it. Not that he can't, but he just what? Won't. But he's in control of everything. God great salvation. God great deliverance. He in control. The devil never wants us to talk about God's salvation. Look, salvation is a gift from God to man. Man was broke down. Out of mind. Man was bought with a price. Salvation is eternal life for man's soul. God great salvation. God great deliverance. Anybody that's been saved, you've been delivered. If you can claim God as your Savior, you can say, I've been delivered. Delivered from what and where? I've been delivered from the hand of the devil. In other words, I can claim God as my Savior and my God. He owns me. He owns everything, but individually, if you haven't been born again, you're not his yet. But those who've been born again, who've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, you are a child of God. You're a child of God. And what I find out, that God knows how to take care of his children. He knows how to take care of them. He knows when they feed them, when they're hungry. He knows to be messing when they need it. And he knows to be a friend when you're friendly. He knows everything. Nobody has to tell God nothing. No telephone. He don't need no computer system in there. Here's what we got to understand, Jesse. He got everything. Everything. He got everything in his hand. Everything. He got it in his hand. He got everything. There's nothing that out there out
out of his hand. It's too long that the church get by themselves and crying and like babies. When we got a God can do anything, but he just can't fail. The church is not trying to make it over. We're already over. That's the way we're supposed to live. I'm not trying to make it. I have already made it. I'm not trying to go to heaven. I'm already in heavenly places.
That's right. That's right.
That's the way you got to look at God.
That's right.
When you're in God, who can take you out of God? That means salvation is what? Grace.
Grace.
You can't do nothing with what? Grace. He'll be greater. Powerful. Sometimes you get to studying and get to thinking about God and blow your mind. You can't go no further and God allow you to go. You can't find out nothing that he won't let you to know. If he don't want you to know it, you'll never know it. But if he wants you to know it, he's got the answer. We don't have a two-cent God. We got a God that got all power in his hand. Salvation is eternal life for man's soul. God, great salvation. God, great deliverer. And my brother and sister, man got himself in trouble with God and no way out on his own by listening at the devil. That same devil that messed up Adam and Eve, it's the same devil. It's no different devil. It was the same devil. And just like he messed up Adam and Eve, he messed us up if you don't watch yourself. But thank be God that we got the word of God written on paper. Adam and Eve didn't have it on paper, but they heard it.
Yes, sir.
And always remember, when you obey the word of God, you're on solid ground. Wind may blow. Storm may rise. I dare you to stand still. You may wig a little bit. Wind blowing. Ocean rising. Thunder rolling. Lightning flashing. But everybody got to respect God. It ain't for us to be right here that chicken scared of folks. And I dare you to stand still. I never don't dare you to stand still. When you stand on this right here, the devil got to respect this right here. He got to respect the word of God. I don't care how bad he think he is. God can do anything, but he just can't fail. We got a great salvation. We take our salvation too lightly. Take it too lightly. Got to learn how to lean on it. We just like this. We just like that. Just in case I can move my hand. But our daddy get like this. See, when you get like that, he know you dependent upon him. When you give him all, he'll give you all. If you hold back some, he gonna hold back some. This the kind of God that we serve. We don't serve no two-cent God. We serve a God that got all power. You ain't gotta go look up all, it just ain't no more. Look it up in the Greek. It gonna say it ain't no more. Go to the Hebrew. It gonna say it ain't no more.
Go ahead, brother.
Salvation is eternal life for man's soul. Oh, well, let me stop there a minute, if you don't mind. Eternal life for man's soul. Soul can't never stop existing. What make it like that? Because we in the image, in the likeness of God. He can't stop it existing. Since we in His image, we can never stop it existing. This what caused Jesus to come here. Because He loved us so, He don't want the soul to go to hell. That means we have salvation. A way of living, a way of out of hell. Because we in His what? Image. God Almighty. God loved man so. He gave us His only Son to deliver us. After He messed up in the garden, He could destroy us then, but no, the mercy of God. Thank God for His mercy. Thank God for His grace. He the kind of God who put up with us. He the kind of God who looked beyond our fault to see our need. And then when you can't do nothing, I'll do something for you to help you because I love you so. This is the kind of God that we serve. And my brother, sister, man got himself in trouble with the wrong somebody. If he had gotten in trouble with the devil, he might would have not need nothing, but when he got in trouble with the wrong somebody. And when you get in trouble with God, the hoodoo doctor can't help you. The self-haired sister can't help you. The black cat not walking calls and can't help you. Can't nobody help you. If God is against you, can't nothing be for you. Always remember that. And if God for you, who can be against you? That's the way the church got to see God. We got to see God as I'm in His hand. God Almighty. Lord got some big hands. Got the church in His hand. You can't break in there to get me. I know you don't like me, but you can't get in there.
All right.
Who needs not to open the hands of God when He got them already closed? Yes, it's too long that the church right here begging in a sense, crying and afraid of the devil. The devil got the answer to God. And if you don't watch yourself, you allow the devil to use you. And you don't even recognize he's using you. When we don't go by the word of God, the devil using us. I don't care how you look at it. I don't care how you try to fix it. If we're not going by this to the best of our ability, we are pleasing the devil.
All right.
I don't care how you try to fix it. One thing I don't find out, church, you can't make sin look good to God. It may look good to you. It may look good could have won, but his thanks in God lost us. I don't care how you put powder on it. God still can smell the scent. Yeah, like sometimes we come to church, think you make a fool out of God. God know you. He knew you before you got here. He didn't want to put you in the womb. When you learn that, when we learn that, that God already know me from my birth to my death. He know your life already. That means when you go to God, you ought to be real. Don't be no phony. Oh, boy. God ain't nowhere scratching his head. Wonder what they're doing at New Bethlehem.
No.
He knew this before you got here, before I got here. Lots of we trying to hide from God. God know you.
Yes,
can't lie to God. You can't deceive God.
Right.
It'd be best if you want to get along with God to be humble.
All right.
And let God use you. But when you try to make a fool out of God, he'll make you fall on your face.
Yes,
I don't mean no harm now. But so many folks come to the house of prayer, a lot of times they be hypocrites. I'm not being dogmatic. I'm just being honest. When you get out of that mold, God can use you. He'll get glory out of you. You've been used. But when you try to fool God, try to make a fool out of God, something's going to happen down the road somewhere. The cover come off you. Where everybody can see you. Man. Got himself in trouble. God had one way out, and that's through Jesus Christ. He was listening at the bell. Not a new devil. It's the same devil. That God threw out of heaven. He was beautiful. He was a holy angel. One day he looked at himself. When he looked at himself, around the throne of God, he was looking so pretty. He got hooked on himself. He said, "Woo. Look at me. I look just about good as." And when you say, when he got to God kicked him out of heaven. The Bible says he left heaven like lightning. Because he got lifted up in pride. Pride will kill you. That same pride is in action right now. It'll make a fool out here if you don't watch yourself. It'll make you think you're better than other folks. We don't better than nobody else. Black, white, red, blue, whatever color you are. If you don't bathe, you'll stink like everybody else. That's where you got to see God. God have no respect to person, but never try to make no fool out of God. You hurting yourself. You can't never fool him. Never. You can't never fool God. How can you fool him? Tell me how can you do it? Man will never fully understand God. Even when we leave and go to heaven, we never fully understand God. Angels up there right now don't fully understand God. God in a class by himself. Oh. Nowhere in the Bible. But God said, y'all help me. I'm not sure what. You didn't create me. I create you. No, create us. I'm going to create something to help me. How can you create something to help you? And nobody like God. I'll pour you something, Lord. Nothing and nobody. What you lacking, he don't lack. Nobody or nothing. Watch it. Open the closing while. Watch. Watch God. Watch it. I believe I make me a man. Make me a man. Make old ugly man. First of all, I'm going to make a house for him to live in first.
All right, all right.
Sometimes when you get married, you don't have somewhere to stay first.
All right.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to make his house. I'm going to make his house out of dirt. Mud. And God got a little dust. Could I say it, y'all?
Yes,
sir. On the way he got the water from him, he got some dust.
Yes, sir.
The Bible said dust.
Yes, sir.
He got some dust. Ah, and formed that. God Almighty. And we think God looked like us. No, he got to look like us. We don't know how God looked. Oh. Oh, we may be looking like something we never saw in our life. He God by himself.
Right.
He is spirit. That's what we got to understand. God is spirit. He got some dust. And put it together. He said about no water, did he? No, no glue or nothing.
No.
They glue us together, all right. That blow your mind. Some dust. Just dust now. Dust what makes you sneeze. And dust get nasty.
Yes, sir.
That's when you got the baby cough of a stink.
Yeah.
He got the dust and made a man. Found him out of the dust of the ground. Look at it. Laying down. Big head and can't think. Arms and can't move them. Legs and can't walk. Eyes and can't see. But made out of dust laying there. He couldn't do nothing. Because he just what? Dust. God put life in it. The Bible said he breathed. The Bible says he breathed into his nostrils. And man became, watch this now. See, it wasn't nothing but dirt, just a frame. All I see, y'all, is just frame. I'm just a frame. But when he breathed into his nostrils, he became a living soul. That's when he got up, when he put the soul in the man, he breathed. That was God's part. That's when he got up. When a man die, all God does, he just inhale your back. When death comes, he just sucks your breath back out. And then the dirt go back, well, to the... But watch this now. That's what got Jesus here. God, my. We got a soul in his image and after his likeness. The soul can't stop living. If the soul can die like the body, Jesus could have stayed in heaven. But since it got to stay somewhere forever in the mercy of God, it's so strong on us, he sent his son to keep us from going to hell by believing on him. This is what gospel is all about. This is what the preaching of the gospel is all about, is to keep a soul from going to hell. Paul, that would make it great.
Yes, sir. Right, sir.
It's not man great salvation. It's God great salvation. God is mean deliverer. He come to deliver man because he cannot deliver his own self. He got himself in trouble listening at the bell. Right now, everybody say right now.
Right now.
Right now, the devil working with somebody right now in here.
All right.
I promise you.
Right. Yes.
Right. Paul said, every time I want to do good, the devil always
trouble.
The devil be in there to check me.
That's right.
What he going for? To see who he can get his mind off. And get in it where they'll miss the message.
Right.
If you sleep, the devil got you sleep.
Yes, sir.
If you're mad, the devil got you mad.
Right.
If you're talking about me, the devil got you talking about me.
Right.
If the devil said he ought to sit down, you don't let the devil direct you.
That's right.
You've got power over the devil.
That's right.
You've got power over the devil. We are God's children. The devil tells us to do now. One time when we got saved, we got to do everything the devil said. God Almighty, go get drunk. I ain't going to make me sick. I ain't going to move that stuff. Don't get drunk. I ain't going to make me sick. My stomach hurts. I got a rough runaway. No. Don't get drunk.
All right.
See, you ain't got no power.
Come on.
Got no power. When you get to a place doing wrong, you can't stop. Something wrong somewhere. Ain't got no power. But when God in you, he can't go to you like that. He got to tempt you some type of way to fool you. But God already told us in his word, I can do all things through Christ. Which strengthened me. The power and everything is going to him.
Yes.
Not me, but him. But we can do all things, what? Through Christ. Which strengthened us.
Yes. All right.
The devil got power, but God got all of it.
All right.
The devil can't, watch this again. Now. The devil, always remember this. The devil can't do no more than God allows him to do. Watch this now. The devil doesn't love nobody.
Amen.
If God turned the devil loose right now, he'll burn this world up.
All right.
If God allowed the devil right now to let me do what I want to do, we'll be gone right now. He has to take all. Told it from God. He can't go too far. When he goes too far, you see God. He can't stop. God care about me and you? Nothing. I mean, what does the devil care about me and you? Nothing. He wants to kill you. But the grace of God won't allow him to kill us. I'm trying to let you know, God is in control of everything. Even the worm, even the chicken, he in control of everything. God is not nowhere scratching his head, wondering what you're going to do tomorrow. God already got tomorrow in his hand. Oh, boy. God, great salvation. And my brother and sister, man got his own self in trouble, didn't he, y'all? By listening to that devil. And that same devil that talked to Adam and Eve, he's talking to us every day. Watch this now. We have to allow the devil to talk to you. Watch this now. You have to know they're talking to us.
Well,
you need to know this boy from the devil boy.
Yes,
that means God had the Bible printed where we can know and learn more about him and about the devil.
All right.
But I don't learn in here. I can do all things through Christ.
Yeah.
Not through Walker, but through Christ. Not through not Bethlehem, but through Christ.
Yeah.
I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me.
Yeah. Yeah.
God gave us power over the devil.
All right.
You tell me, Reverend Walker, that God gave us power over the devil? Yes! We can rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. Not Walker's name, but in the name of Jesus. It's something about Jesus. Everything got to bow to that name.
Alright?
God, I'm trying to help somebody. In these last days now, folks take to church lightly. But if you're not talking about Jesus, the devil got it. But when Jesus is preached there, you can see the power of God. It changed lives. It's the only thing that changed a man's life. The devil come at us, but when he sees Jesus, God Almighty. Can I say something, y'all? You know, make that funny, but you got some little young demons in
there. Yes, sir.
A little rookie demon, then I put it. A little demon in there. And no, you know, sometimes you see little puppies. Y'all had got dogs or something. You know, dogs have puppies, and, you know, sometimes, you know, big mama knows.
Yeah.
Not to mess with over there, you know.
Yeah.
But a little puppet. Yeah. Then you hit something, you know. Sometimes I saw mama go there and get yourself back on there, boy, you know.
Yeah.
But the devil knows God.
Yeah.
He knows he can't do nothing with God.
Yeah.
And when we are ignorant of it, the devil uses us against God. And that's the one thing we can do as Christians, to allow the devil to use us against God. We got the word of God where we won't be ignorant of the devil.
All right.
You got to read the word of God. We got to obey the word of God.
All right.
If you got a desire, Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
To follow Jesus and study his word, he'll lead you.
Yeah.
God Almighty. Not only lead you, he'll take care of you. And not only that, he's able. Don't listen at the devil. Right now, we here in church. As I speak, the devil got somebody's attention right now. And you in God's house. You got to watch him.
Yeah.
He'll get your mind on everything but this gospel we preach. We tell somebody right now, I'll be glad when you get through. You ought to rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. That's who's talking to you.
Amen.
Lord Almighty. And my brother and sister, that same devil that talked to Adam, he's talking to us every day and night if we allow him to do it. And my brother, sister, salvation is God's great deliverer. It delivers mankind. And Jesus is man's only true deliverer out of the hand of the devil. Jesus took our place. God Almighty. Jesus died and went to hell for us. We deserve hell, but he loved us so, and he went to hell for us. Why, Reverend Walker? Because hell can't hold it. Jesus died and went to hell for us in order to keep us from going to hell. Y'all got that? Jesus went to hell for us to keep us from going to hell. Jesus took our place. He died and went to hell for us. We owe him our life. If he keep us from going to hell, we owe God. We owe him our whole life. What is too much for God? What is something too good for God? God didn't send us no sucker hand, Jesus. He sent his best down here. He sent his best, but we won't give our third best, our last best. We can't do too much for Jesus Christ by lifting up his name. Somebody looking at me right now, I mean right now, ashamed of that name. You get around certain folks, they get in the class by themselves. And they get to quiet them out. But watch the devil. He acts up anywhere. He shows his self anytime and anywhere.
That's right.
We get around like we scared to announce, call Jesus' name. And then when somebody says something to you about it, it can't take all that. Look what it took for you to buy for your sin. It took him to die for your sin. Did it take all that then? We ought to defend Jesus everywhere we go. Don't be ashamed of Jesus Christ. You up in the morning. He the one feeds you when you're hungry. He the one be your doctor when the doctor walks away from you. He'll be your friend when everybody leaves you. We can't make no fool out of God. When you get crazy for Jesus, he'll get crazy for you. I done found that out. When you crazy for Jesus, he's crazy for you. Paul said, I'm a fool for Christ. God wants some more fools. He's looking for some more fools for him. I'm glad to be a fool for Christ. It's too long that the church is ashamed of Jesus Christ. Salvation is great. Nothing like salvation. Y'all, please, y'all can sit down. I'm going to be back here. I'm here. We in the last days, you can believe that. If you just read this Bible, you'll find out how the church acted. We represent Laodicea. And when you read about Laodicea, guess what? They don't ran Jesus out the church. Out the house of prayer. He said, behold, knocking. He's knocking. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Now, if any man, anybody in there, hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. They got it locked on it. They probably got a sign out there, we don't need you. We satisfied alone, Jesus. Well, watch now, watch this. If Jesus not in there, who in there?
Right.
The devil!
All right.
The devil run a lot of local symbols now. I said he got a lot of local symbols.
Right.
That means you got to be careful putting a preacher over you.
All right.
You got to make sure he born again.
Right.
You don't pick up anything off the street. You got to know if have he met Jesus.
Right.
Have he been called by God?
Yeah.
been to school. What school he went to? School don't make nobody no preacher. You got to be called by God. I mean called.
That's right.
Somebody got to help you with your calling. You got to go back somewhere. Said, I'm about to win. Just like the devil talked to Adam and Eve, he talked to us every day. And you better not be a threat to the day of a kingdom. He at you all that time. And you'll wonder why I'm going through all of this. I love you, Jesus. Through all the water, by home, all that. Always remember this, and you'll remember nothing else. If the devil can do what he wants to do to you, you have been dead.
All right.
Watch this, watch this,
yes, sir.
Watch this. I'm just using it.
Yes,
I can't stand him.
Yes, sir.
That's what the devil said. Because you're a child of God.
Yes, sir.
I can't stand
him. Yes, sir.
Because you're a child of the King.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
He got to still respect you.
All right. Yes, sir. Thank you, Steve.
Any way he can trap you, he's going to do it.
Yes, he will. Thank you. Yes.
Any way he can make you feel bad, he's going to do it. But God toughened us up. God give us some new energy, some new power, just like they hung him on the cross. He always knew who he was. You got to always know who you are. I'm a child of God. Meet me, hit me, put me in the grave. But I listen to the morning. There's something.
This is catalog number 1837. Catalog number 1837.
That we will never fully understand. But I dare you to trust it. God knows. I dare you to trust it. The God before us, who can be against us? Well, you got to look at it. The devil come at you like he's going to kill you. Well, he can't get to you except God allow him to get there. God Christian. Stand up for Jesus while you got a chance. He stood up for you. He died for you. Get around certain folks and get shamed. Put Jesus in our pocket, try to hide him. You better let the devil see him. Salvation is God great. I like that, boy. We got
great, great.
God great salvation. Great.
All right.
This great is different from man great. Man look at greatness some other way. This great here is different. To die when he feel like it.
Yeah.
And get up when he wants to. Great. How about us? Salvation. What deliver man. And Jesus is man only to deliver out of the hand of the devil. We're going to close. You just said it, we're about to close. Always remember, Jesus didn't do nothing wrong. He didn't remember nothing else. He never done nothing wrong. But he loved us so. We're supposed to be in hell. But he took our place. I said he took our place. You ought to act like he took your place. You don't have to be afraid of the devil. Looking dead in eyes. And tell him I rebuke you. Not in your name. Not in Reverend Walker's name. Not in New Bethlehem's name. But in the name of Jesus. If he don't fly, come get me. When you mean business, God ain't nothing to play with. When you mean business, he is a business God. He cannot lie. What God looking like lying? Who he got to lie to? He got all power. Ain't no more nowhere. Can't straighten no more nowhere. I got all of it in my hand. God great salvation. Number one. Great. His name is Jesus. Do you know him? Won't he see about it? Hey, I came to Jesus just as I was. I was very wounded, and then I was sad. I found in him a little old resting place. The devil always talking to us. We got to understand. If anybody want to give their life to Christ, somebody want to come back Christian next week, you may come. Anybody want to come back Christian next week, you may come. But don't walk out here lost. We'll baptize you and send you where you want to go. We're going to tell you just go where they preach to Jesus. That's all I'm going to tell you. That's all I'm going to tell you. We want you saved. We have a walk-up, won't you say?